6 o'clock. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Let's Talk Tuesday, presented to you by Antonio T. Smith Jr. and the Antonio T. Smith Jr. Company, where we are the happiest co-workers, co-laborers, co-owners, co-CEOs in the world. Hello? I just want to, first of all, say I am so grateful for each and every one of you that have joined us. I want everybody to take 2 seconds right now and shoot out a text with that Zoom link so that somebody else that you know and love can join. Because we are about to be helped, we are about to be inspired, and we are about to be pushed forward by none other than our CEO, our supreme empath, our boss hog in the nicest kind of way, the none other than Coach T, Tempest Simone Smith, that I'm not going to marry off to anybody, and that I'm not going to tell you that she's single and looking, and that I'm not going to tell you anything in a disparaging like that about her. I'm going to tell you that she's a dynamic woman, and she's about to tell us how to unfollow, unsubscribe, unfriend, and undo whatever else you need to do in your life. Tempest, the floor is yours.
Thank you, Shannon R. Clark, for that one-of-a-kind introduction that only you can provide. I greatly appreciate it. Thank you all who are joining us live. And those of you who are watching later on, thank you for taking time out of your busy schedules to listen to me. If you're new to this call, it does get real sometimes, and I don't apologize for that. But as Shannon said, tonight's topic is unsubscribe, unfriend, and unfollow. So how did I come up with this topic? Well, I woke up Monday morning with over 130 emails. It's the weekend and everybody has something to say. Most emails came from stores who I naively agreed to receive emails from that were offering me 20, 30, 40, even 50% off on things that I don't need, I don't want, and don't even desire. Then I noticed the hundreds of friends I have accepted or requested to accept me across multiple social media platforms and in real life. Sorry about that. And I started to begin to notice the mindsets, traits, attitudes, behaviors, and character flaws that I knew were not right, but I chose to follow anyway. As I glanced at each email, only to make notifications go away, I began to wonder, why don't I just unsubscribe from them and clear my inbox permanently from the chaos instead of doing a quick temporary fix by simply deleting them? Then I started to ask myself, why won't I unfriend and unfollow the people, the places, the things, the behaviors that are not conducive to who I am, who I desire to be, who I want to be in business, or the wife I want to become, or the wife or the mother that I choose to become? Why would I rather sit in chaos than simply do what's necessary to cut it out of my life? I begin to also wonder, how many other things have I voluntarily subscribed to? And because of my desire to feel productive or needed or wanted or known, that I just won't let go. So let's talk about this for a moment. How many people have we purposely or are we purposely holding on to, but we need to remove from our lives? How many arguments, how many sleepless nights, how many ill feelings could we avoid if we simply unsubscribe, unfriended, and unfollow the people, places, things, behaviors, mindsets, and character flaws that are not serving us? We desire peace. I see that all down my timeline every single day. I want peace in my life. But you purposely subscribe to things that don't bring you peace. You purposely follow people who are addicted to chaos. And you purposely friend people who are more about mess than about peace. You desire love in your life, but you're more committed to, let me say we, not you. We desire more love in our life, but we're more committed to putting ourselves into heartbreaking situations because we don't know who we are, or we can't stand to be alone, or we can't stand to break ourselves free from someone else's bondage long enough to discover what love really means to us. Sidebar conversation about love. Love does not come from someone else's spouse. Love does not come from someone else's significant other. It doesn't come from sneaking around late at night or early in the morning. Maybe you don't know what love is because you're chasing lust instead of love. But that's another topic. Back to the script. Maybe it's not people for you. Maybe it's not social media for you. But how many toxic, unproductive, take me further away from my dreams environments do you purposely put yourself in? How many of those toxic environments do you purposely plan outfits for? How many of those toxic environments do you go in debt for? Or you know you shouldn't go. You know you shouldn't hang out with this person. Or you know you shouldn't drive down the street. But you do it anyway. Ladies and gentlemen, it's 2018. We no longer have the time, the energy, the storage, or the data plans for what's not serving us. Yet, we choose, we willingly choose to scroll down our timelines. Sorry, I'm going to mute everybody. We purposely choose to scroll down our timelines, respond to text messages, answer phone calls that leads us down to what Shannon R. Clark calls a maze of mediocrity. You will never become who you long to be by consistently dipping into a pool of poverty while convincing yourself that it makes you look good, makes you look successful, and makes you look wealthy. Wealthy people don't follow chaos. The rich don't follow what doesn't serve them. So do you want prosperity or do you want poverty? Poverty loves chaos. Poverty loves TMZ. Poverty loves to be in the know. But is that putting money in your pocket? The answer, no. So it's time for us to unsubscribe. Many of us grew up in or became grown in environments that encouraged or instilled chaos. Instead of talking about our feelings, we were taught to lie about them or suppress those feelings. And then we become adults, get into relationships that we say are successful, but we don't know how to talk to our significant other. We don't know how to say, hey, what you just did hurt me, but we lash out instead. Ladies and gentlemen, you have subscribed to something that doesn't serve you. It's not cool to go off on somebody because you don't know how to handle your emotions. It's not cool to snap at somebody because you don't know what you truly feel. We build relationships, friendships, business partnerships with people who are happy, comfortable, and proud, living well beyond their means, robbing Peter to pay Paul, and then turn around robbing Paul to pay Peter. Ladies and gentlemen, that's not successful, that's not prosperity, and that's not what you truly desire in life. So I said all of that to say I have three ways that I'm saying you can effectively unsubscribe, unfriend, and unfollow what is not deserving of you. Number one, you need to identify what you need to release from your life. And I know this is hard because we love lying to ourselves. We love pretending that what is chaotic is serving us, but that's not the truth. If it was serving you, you would be in prosperity. Just because a system works well does not mean it works well for me, for you. Slavery in the United States was a well-working system, but my ancestors, it did not serve them. If you're familiar with the movie The Matrix, Neo, the main character, he began searching for more, and he was in a system that worked well, but he knew deep down in his heart that there was more out there. But he had grown accustomed to this system full of flaws and could no longer contain him. It will be hard for you being the one surviving in the wrong environment. Number two, you need to distance yourself from what should not have access to your attention. Subscriptions, friends, entertainment, or anything along those lines are distractions. They're not adding value to your life. How does going to the club, getting into arguments or fights, or spiraling out of control because your pride and ego won't allow you to open your mouth and ask for help truly add value to your life? How do these things help you become the successful business owner or a healthier version of you? While people may call you selfish, complain about your distance, or try to guilt trip you back into what made them comfortable about you, it is your birthright to distance yourself from what's not serving you. Sometimes that's the people closest to you. Sometimes that's what you've always known. Sometimes that's your neighborhood. And sometimes you need to distance yourself from who you are because you have allowed yourself to become a person that doesn't serve you. Last but not least, surround yourself with only quality people. Your circle, your mindset, your circle or your mastermind group is necessary, but they can make or break you. The mastermind group surrounding Blockbuster, do y'all remember them? Were not all quality people. Otherwise, they would have purchased Netflix for $25 million. But because they didn't qualify the people around them and they didn't listen, they got bought out. Blockbuster is a distant memory. I Netflix and chill every single day. So why am I saying all this? You want to be successful. You want to have all this business. You want all this money. You want to be known. You want to be a speaker. You want to be a best-selling author. But you subscribing to what's not serving you. You're friending people that want you poor and not prosperous. And you're following trends and mindsets that will leave you broke, alone, and broken. And you deserve more than that. Ladies and gentlemen, do not walk into 2019. Hell, don't walk into May 2018 with the wrong people, with the wrong mindset, and with the wrong friends. My name is Tempest Smith, and I am the CEO of the ATSJR Companies. And I'm happy to tell you that I have unsubscribed, I have unfollowed, and I have unfriended a lot of good people, but they were not good for me. That's it.
Go ahead, Shannon, do the Q&A.
Oh, Lord.
All right, great job, Tempest. I told y'all what y'all were in for. You did an awesome job. I am not going to start your Q&A, but okay. I am going to open it up to everyone on the call. We will unmute you, and we ask that you would mute yourself and then only unmute when it's your turn to talk. So, everybody, we unmute you, and then you go in and you mute yourself. And then we will take turns responding or asking Tempest questions.
Hey, Well, I will start us off. Tempest S. Smith. Okay. I got you. I got you. Unfollow, unsubscribe, and unfriend people. I understand. You cut up on this one today. Now, you cut up on all of them. But you cut up on this one today. Very, very, I'm trying to find the words. But I learned a lot from you today. Some people you just got to cut off and love them from afar and give them the gift of goodbye. I understand. So, great job, as always, and love you.
Thank you. I love you, too.
There's someone in an airport and you can mute unless you're getting ready to talk.
We know.
It sounds like you're in an airport, but push the button for us. Thank you. We love you.
Okay, everybody else. Hi, BJ. I see you.
Does anyone else have a question? Go ahead.
Yes, I do have a question.
Gotcha.
Your points. I should have wrote them all down, but it was some great points. But then when you talked about unsubscribing to yourself, I know they always say you can't see the picture when you're in the frame. And sometimes when we have to, get an honest evaluation of ourselves or get people to honestly evaluate us, I don't know. I'm trying to think, you know what I'm saying? Doing an honest evaluation of yourself and when you don't have quality people around you so you know what to unsubscribe from, you know, how would you approach that?
Okay, ask your question one more time. I'm sorry.
All right. So you said unsubscribe from yourself, right? Mm-hmm. Unsubscribing from people who are not quality.
Mm-hmm.
Correct?
Mm-hmm.
But what if the only people around you are not really that much quality? They're not really good for you. And then when you try to get a self-evaluation, hey, man, tell me what's about me. But the things they like about you ain't really what's good for you because they're not good for you. How can you really see that?
So people who are not quality people are never going to be able to help you because they like you as is. They want you to stay as is. And if they don't see anything wrong with them, they certainly can't add value to you. You know,
right.
And if they like what's wrong with you, then those are certainly not the people that you really want to be around. That's not the people I would take advice from. So I would tell you to find or tell someone in your situation to find new people to be around. Otherwise, they're going to feed you what you're trying to get away from.
Mm-hmm.
Hope that helps.
Yeah, I think you addressed it basically. Find people to be around who are higher quality, and then once they get to know you, you can really evaluate yourself accordingly. Yeah. Is that what you were saying?
Yes, because right now you're the people you hang around with the most, and if they're not quality people, then
you're not close
to you. I'm not trying to be rude, but that's who you are.
Yeah, that's the truth of it. I appreciate that, Tempest.
No problem, BJ.
Thank you.
Hi, Tempest. I don't know if you can see, but we've had a few people that have joined in on the call. Miss, someone's coughing right now, and you need to mute for me, please. We can all hear you. Thank you. We want to give the ones that heard her call an opportunity to ask questions. But if you hear something through the Q&A that you would like to ask a question about, don't feel like you can't ask a question because you came in late. But we do want to give those who did hear her whole call an opportunity to ask questions. So please keep the questions coming and keep the commentary, whatever it is you have to say to Ms. Tempest. Tempest, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you run the Q&A from here on. Okay. But I just wanted to do that little housekeeping right quick.
Thank you. Hi, Wena. I see you have your hand up. I'm unmuting you if I can. Okay, won't let me unmute you, Wena, but maybe you can unmute yourself. Can you hear me? don't know. Okay, for some, oh, there you
hello.
Go.
Hi. Hi. Hi, I'm here in a bus station because going to San Antonio, but I'm so happy to hear you. Tempest is really amazing.
Thank you.
This is my first time to have a session here, so I really value that. So what if we have mentors, right? And these mentors will tell you the things that you have, your weaknesses, but will sometimes tell you things that is not that so good. You know, it hurts. Sometimes it hurts you because sometimes it's true and sometimes it's not true. Mm-hmm. So, but they just says that I'm just like I should be the one who will tell you these things because I'm your coach. But it lowers your energy. It's not bringing you up. So how you will tell that she's a coach or how you will qualify if she's a coach or she's just trying to bring you down, you know, because of the weaknesses that you have. Because sometimes they will say you just need to be perfect before you will tell to the world these things, you know. But we cannot be perfect as we go along. It's a process.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my question.
So two answers to your question.
Yes.
One answer is a coach or a mentor is not supposed to always make you feel good. They're supposed to point out
things
that you don't want to be pointed out.
Yeah, right.
And that does hurt. That does feel like a gut punch. But on the other hand, my advice is to follow the energy. I don't know if that's a good answer for you, but if mm-hmm. you feel like that's not a good coach for you or that's not a good mentor for you, then you're more than welcome to find somebody else. But if their energy is off and if your energy is off with you, I definitely encourage you to find another coach.
Because
supposed to build you up. I mean, yes, they're supposed to point things out, but they're also supposed to build you up. Like, I shouldn't leave my coaching session or my mentor session feeling less than who I am.
Yeah, I got it.
So it kind of sounds like you need a new coach, but I don't want to say that definitely, but yeah.
Okay, I understand. Thank you so much, Tempest.
Thank you. I hope you have a good trip.
Yeah.
All right. Anybody else?
Hey, Temp.
Hi.
This is from Michelle. She said, I can't unmute at this moment. Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry because I'm here in the bus. Yeah.
Can you hit your mute?
How can I unmute it? Okay.
I got you. A little mute. There you go. Okay, so this is from Michelle. She said, I can't unmute at this moment, but I am shouting, Tempest, you are amazing and I see you shining. Thank you for this call. You nailed it. I appreciate the people in my life even more today than I did yesterday. So for those of you who are good quality people, thank you for your role in my life and others.
Oh, thank you, Michelle. I hope you can hear me. You're awesome. But thank you.
Okay, I guess I'll go now too. Oh. All right.
Okay.
I enjoyed the call.
Thank you.
It means so much more to me now than probably 12 months ago when you actually go through your email and unsubscribe from things that you just get tired of even coming to your inbox. Mm-hmm. When you go through your friends list and you're like, you know what? I don't even know why you're here. You know, it's suspect. You're not adding value. You're taking away energy. Mm-hmm. So I'm just going to put you over there. And to go through the not following people, like family, you know, you my cousin, you my sister, whatever, you know, I'm not going to unfriend you, but I'm not going to follow you. I'm not going to be on my timeline every day with your drama and your foolishness. And all of that is involved in recreating and restructuring our lives and achieving success. And so I have these three points. Those of you that were not on the call, I am about to run through her 3 points, get you a pen, because write them down, okay? I got number one, identify what you need to release from your life. I put identify what I need to release from my life. Mm. Number two, distance yourself from what should not have access to your attention. That was so powerful. Mm. I never even thought to look at it like that. Like, should you have access to my attention? No. Goodbye. It was so real, sis, for real. I was like, that is a wonderful way to put that. And then the last point was surround yourself with only quality people. And she used the example of Blockbuster. Blockbuster was a company, y'all. And I am not trying to redo your call, but we got some people on here that need to hear it. So I am just like blown away. I'm so happy. I am so just overjoyed for you. You are the best CEO, Coach T, ever. Aww. No, none other can be you. And so I so look forward to your Tuesdays. I love everybody's Tuesday. I'm not partial, but I don't know what else to tell you. I like Let's Talk Tuesdays with Tempest. So I love you and I thank you. And I'm going to turn it over to whoever else might want to ask a question or share something with you.
Thank you, Shannon R. Clark, the doctor. Shannon R. Clark, I love you too. I'm grateful for you and I'm grateful for your friendship. Thanks for repeating those. Thanks for repeating those points. Yeah, thank you for being you. Anybody else? Feel free to unmute yourself.
Hi, Sippis.
Hi, Tony.
Look, I unsubscribe to everybody, but I'm on the leadership school class in school. I got to go back to the books. You did an awesome job.
Thank you so much.
This psychology is not my best friend right now. Dr. Clark, where are you? Psychology is not my friend right now. But you did a great job. So I tuned in so I could hear you, but I got to go back to the books. Awesome job.
Thank you.
I'll subscribe to everybody.
Thank you.
Everybody, if you're not in the leadership class, you're dismissed.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't have time for them people, including family. I ain't got time. I don't have time for y'all.
Thank you.
Look, I'm like Shannon. The Blockbuster move, you bust that move. That was a good one.
Thank you.
You went old school on that one. That's a good move. you try to take me back to my 1950s age, but that's okay.
Oh my gosh.
Y'all have a good one. I gotta go back to school.
Thank you. Anybody else? Anybody else? Feel free to unmute yourself. If not, Antonio T. Smith Jr., I would love to hear your thoughts.
Well, how's it going? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Outstanding. That was awesome. Points and nailed. But my favorite part is when you said, just because a system works well, does not mean it works well for you. And you gave two examples. I'll work backwards. The second example you gave was the Matrix. Neo understood that it was a well-working system that did not work well for him. But my favorite example, and I just about jumped out this car going 70 miles per hour, is you said American slavery was a great well-working system, but did not work out well for your ancestors.
Since I was talking about finance,
so that is amazing. That is something that you should definitely. I enjoyed your call, and I agree with Shannon. You are the greatest CEO of all time. That's it.
Thank you. Thank y'all. Anybody else? Any questions? Any questions or comments? Hi, Deanna.
Hey, love lady. Amazing, amazing call. It definitely, with being on my path, it definitely, definitely helped as far as understanding why you need to. I made a choice to remove, unfollow, unfriend, and unsubscribe to several people in my life from my past, and I'm learning now that there are even more people that I need to unsubscribe, unfollow, and unfriend, and more so people in my family. And now that I've realized that and understanding that that is okay, it is not okay for me to unsubscribe, unfollow, and unfriend. So I thank you for, again, letting me know that I am on the right path, on my path. I thank you again for your transparency. I thank you again for your guidance and your mentorship. And, again, you are the best, excuse my language, damn CEO on this side of the world. So thank you very, very, very much. Today's call was so amazing. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Deanna, for your colorful commentary. I greatly appreciate it. Anybody else? Hi, Ashley.
Hey.
For your comment, I greatly appreciate it. Yes. Hey.
So I'm gonna be very brief. I'm over here dealing with strep, but hold on, put on start video.
Oh,
so okay. I just want to tell you thank you again for being the greatest CEO.
Thank you.
I love the fact how you put the law of attraction in another space so people can understand as easy bite. But separating yourself from things that are not serving you is the best way to promote change in your life. So thank you for breaking that down in another way.
Thank you. Thank you for being involved. I hope you feel better.
I'm going to be all right.
Yes, you will. Thank you.
Got to, because I get to be around the best CEO in Galveston.
Thank you.
All right, y'all take care.
You too. Y'all are awesome. Thank y'all. Anybody else?
Well, Tempest, you were amazing. You were awesome. And I'm so honored to have opened you up.
What?
And now I feel so important with Antonio giving me something to do.
Oh,
He's going to interrupt me and cut me off.
Can you flip that hair, though?
Coach, are you?
Can you flip the hair, though, boo-boo?
He's not CEO. Flip
the hair.
I'm not
flip
flipping
the hair.
Anything. Boss. Can you go away? Thank you. Goodness.
My God.
I am honored to have been on your call, and I'm honored to have ran your Q&A and introduced you, and now I'm honored to render you your closing. Tempest, you're closing us out.
Thank you. Thank you, Shannon. Thank you, everybody. Thanks for being here. Thanks for your questions, your comments, your love, your outpouring. I just close by saying know what serves you and don't be afraid to release yourself from what's holding you hostage. You deserve greatness. You deserve abundance. You deserve peace. You deserve prosperity, but you won't get there holding on to what's holding you back. So I hope you are encouraged to be free so you can go get what you deserve. Thank you guys for being here. Next week, we hear from Shannon R. Clark, and it will be amazing as always. Thank you guys for being who you are and for being present, and I greatly appreciate and love each and every one of you. Hope you all have a wonderful evening. Thank you.
Bye, everyone. Thank you for being here.
Bye. Sparkling water, no sugar.